Today's daf is daf kuf tet. We're not going to try to cut it short, though. We're going to do this mishnah on the bottom of kuf tet on a bait with a rousing opening from Saba Josh. You're supposed to do all of that before.
The
guy makes a deal, he's going to support his son-in-law in Kailo for the next 20 years with Pashatlo at Arega. And then he says, forget about it, buddy. Now it's too late. So he basically has gotten the guy to give Kiddushin, but now it's time for him to give the money and he should go to the chuppah. Then he says, forget about it, you know. You can polish my shoes as far as I'm concerned. And Rashi said, Zeloshin Pashatlo at Arega. You stick your foot out and said, okay, go polish my shoes. Of course, the other Rebbe's of Pashatlo at Arega is the loss of money. It's called the Pisuk of your ability to stand. It's your Ma'amad. You find that by Korach. It says, Hayakum Asher Liraglav is Emma Mono Shel Adam. So Pashat at HaRegel is really a very profound statement. So it's humorous in how it's perceived. But the fact is, I mean, that's why we say the Gidan Hashem, which destroys the ability to stand properly, is a pagam in money. So, Teishev Achetal Bin Rosha, look, the Chassid will say, you know what, I hope you enjoy your daughter as an old maid. When she has her white hairs, maybe you'll start paying me up. But I'm not going to know chuppah, and I'm not going to know get until I get my cash. Yeah, things haven't changed. Ademono, man. Yechola Yishitomar, the poor Kala can say. Look, this is from Richie. My goodness gracious. Richie, you're looking very thin this morning, though. What can I say? Yeah. So, Teisheva Chetal Bin Rosh Hashanah, Ademon says, that's not fair. Yechola Yishitomar, Ilo Anipa Sakti Latsmi Yesheva Chetal Bin Rosh. If I had made the deal with the chassan, you could tell me I can wait around as an old maid until my hair turns white, and you're not going to give me a get. But Achshav She'aba Pasak, my no good father, he was the one who gave you the money, who claimed he was going to give you the money. Mani Yecholal Asor, what am I supposed to do with the program? Oh, Kenos Optor, either go through with the chuppah or give me a get, because you can't leave me hanging. Omar, Rabbi Gamliel, Ro'eh, Aniyat Yivrei Admon. I think Admon is correct. Now, Matnitin, our Mishnah that understands the Machloket to be talking about where the father was posek, there is not following the psak of the following bright, the Loki Aitana, that says exactly the opposite. Titani, Omer, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, lo nechlaku admon v'chachamin al posek ma'ot v'chatano v'pashato t'aregel, sheyechola hi shetomar abba pasak alay ma'ani yechola la'asot. Everybody agrees. Not only Admon, the Tanakhama also agree that in a case where it was the father who had made the agreement to support the Chassid and Kailal for the next 20 years, and then he's Poshet Lo at HaRegel, there for sure she can say, look, I never said anything. It's my no good dad that did this. So you can't do this to me. Either give me a get or take me to the chuppah. Alma nechmuku al shepaskahi al atzman. The difference this is entirely the opposite of the way we saw it in the Mishnah. Where the woman makes a deal that she's going to be taking care of the chatan for the next 20 years. There the chachamim say, look, either she keeps the condition that she made, they shave, and if not, they shave achetal bin rosha. She doesn't want to keep the money that she promised. He's not mechuyev to take her to the chuppah. He's not mechuyev to give her a get, so she can sit around waiting for him until her hair turns white. Admon omer, and it's even in this case, according to this lashon, that Admon says, Yecholagi shetomar, she says, look, I figured if Abba heard, I got into a pickle. Kisvura nisha Abba notemli. I thought good old daddy was going to take care of everything. But, you know, what am I supposed to do now that he's been pushed into Tarega? So, mani yecholalasot. Oh, kenozoptor. I mean, you understood that I didn't have the money to do this on my own, so you recognized that I was basically relying on my father. And look, you know, he's not performing. What can you do? You know, the old, the mice of the father-in-law meets the chassid for the first time. We all know the story. Yeah, all right. The good thing is that...
At any rate.
What's the end of the story?
The end of the story was that the good thing about it is that he thinks that I'm God. He said, God will provide. It's a classic. All right. So in this case, the Tana of the Braita is saying that Adarab, if only the father agreed, there wouldn't be an argument, that the Yidchosin has no right to hold the bride as hostage for the father's money. He can hold her as hostage only for promises that she made. So here too, it ends with Omer Rabbi Gamliel Royan at Divrei Atma. Now, the bride that says like this, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, where do we say this? Rashi learns the Bamed Dvarim Amurim is referring to the above-mentioned bride. So Bamed Dvarim Amurim, Bigdola of a Biktana Kofin. If you're talking about a Gedola, fine. But if she were a Katana, then we would indeed force. Force whom? Kofin Lamai. I mean.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so do you know?
There's a burning battery spell out of the air conditioning.
Good, good. Let it show its true colors.
So.
Well, you know, our good old Mitsubishi air conditioner that somehow turned into a, what was it? I forgot what it was. A Hungiwaga.
Oh, it's burning copper right now.
It seems to be burning up. All right, so in any event, when you say you're going to force him, force whom? Laman. Ilem el'av. What, force the father? On the contrary. Yipchami boilem. I mean, for sure has no right to be kovea kalim on her father. I mean, she has no doubt. Elam arava kofim lebaal liten get. What it means is that since the agreement over here was only with the ktana, so then you will force the baal either to be kones or to give her a get, because clearly the dot of the ktana couldn't have been relied upon. Omer Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar mishmei de Chizkia kol makom shamar Rabban Gamliel. Wherever we find that the halacha was backed by Rabbi Gamliel, we paskin like Adman. Amale Ravel Reb Nachman, is that true? Afilu bebraita? Are you saying even if we paskin like Rabbi like Adman in a braita? Now, of course, that doesn't mean that necessarily the Gemara is supporting the braita's approach, not the Mishnah's approach. But as Tosfos explains, it means, if you hold of, let's say you're the Tana of the Braita, would you be saying also that Allah is Kadmon in that case because it's supported by Rabbi Gamliel? Or do you mean only cases as described in a Mishnah where Rabbi Gamliel supports Admon, the Allah is like him? So, Omale Rabbi Nachman Afilu the Braita? Omale, why do you ask dumb questions? Mikamrin in the Mishnah, did I ever say the word Allah is Kamoto where Rabbi Gamliel supports him in a Mishnah? I said wherever. Doesn't wherever include a braita? So mi kamrina b'mishnah b'chol makom shamar amagamil kamrina. Omer b'zera, Omer Rabba bar Yirmiya. As far as the piskei halachot go of this parak, the shnei dvarim sha'amar Chanan, the two opening mishnayot where Chanan gave his psak, there halacha kayotsebo. Now notice, it doesn't say halacha kamoto. It says halacha kayotsebo. Kayotsebo seems to mean that the halakha is like the one who supported him, which is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we're not paskening like Chanan because it's Chanan's psak, we're paskening like Chanan because it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's psak. Whereas the Shiv'a Dvarim Shamar Admon, there in halakha kayotsebo, which seems to be saying we don't pasken like the Rabbi Gamaliel who supports him. So my comrade, what are you trying to say? The halacha is like Chanan and like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who supports. So that's the bottom line. So halacha kamoto uchiyotzebo. Whereas the shiva dvarim shamar admon ein halacha kamoto and lo kayotzebo, even where Rabbi Gamliel supported him, it still would not be like him. Is that what you're trying to say? But didn't Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar quote Chizkia? Chizkia, it's true, Chizkia is only an Amora, because he can't ask a kasha from an Amora. But it's highly unlikely that Rabbi Zera over here would come and would argue with Chizkia. I mean, Chizkia was a major posek. And he said that, And in the first three out of the seven cases that we're about to continue to discuss, we did three of them. So the halacha of Admon is supported Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel says Roa ani adivrei Admon. And we just got finished quoting Chizkiya saying that we pass him like Admon if he's supported with Rabbi Gamliel. So why would you say that wherever it says like Admon, the seven things, the halacha is not like Hayotzevo? That doesn't make sense. Elohafikam. Okay, let's try maybe another way of understanding Rav Zera's statement. Shnei dvarim sha'amar Hanan, halacha kayotzevo, meaning halacha kamoto, because it is also kayotzevo. It's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shiva dvarim sha'amar Admon, we don't paskin kayotzevo, meaning we will not paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, we will paskin like Admon. So in other words, it happens to be in three of the seven cases Rabbi Gamliel agrees, so fine, in that case Rabbi Gamliel is okay. But in all the cases where he disagrees, the halacha is like Admon. So that's what it means to say, Ein halacha kayotzeba, hakomoto halacha bekulu. We pass it across the board like Admon, whether or not Rabbi Gamliel agrees. Is that what you'd say? That can't be true either, because, again, didn't Chizkiya say, quoted by Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, which implies that Amar in lo Amar lo, that Adarab, the only place where we pass it like Admon is where Rabbi Gamliel supports it. But if Rabbi Gamliel doesn't support him, we don't agree with Admon. And what you're saying is the opposite. We agree with Admon all the time, but not like Rabbi Gamliel, unless Rabbi Gamliel happens to agree with Admon. That's the opposite of what Chizkiya said. Unlikely that that's what Rav Zera was saying. Okay, let's try this yet another time. Must be like this. Elohi kama. Shnei dvarim sh'amar Hanan halacha kamoto v'chayotzeba. We paskin like the Hanan and like Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, who supports him. Whereas the shiv'a dvarim sh'amar Admon, it depends. Yesh behem sh'alacha kamoto mini chayotzeba. There are places we will paskin like him because of the support of Rabbi Gamliel. Whereas yesh makom, yesh miyam she'en alacha kamoto, but rather it would be kayotzevo. In other words, it would always be like Rabbi Gamliel. So therefore, and that's because, b'kol makom shamar Rabbi Gamliel roeh ani et divrei Admon alacha kamoto, but inach lo, any other places where he's not supported by Rabbi Gamliel, alacha is not kamoto. Okay, so that would mean that Rabbi Zera is agreeing completely with Chizkiya. Another thing that we had with Admon having his special din of the Dayan Gzeiran is that Ha'orer ala Sadeh v'hu chatum aleha be'edim. It's an interesting case. A guy is suing for ownership of a field that another person claims is his, and he is signed on a bill of sale on this field in which the original person that had sold it, he claims had never owned it. So how did he sign as a witness on a contract that he thinks is a lie? He must be admitting by his very signature that his suit is frivolous. In other words, why would he have signed on this stock? I mean, you agreed that this person has a right to sell a field, and now you're saying, well, I actually didn't own the field. I mean, so you're supporting people who sell the Brooklyn Bridge? Therefore, you would think, comes along Admon to say, no, Admon Omer, he can say the reason I signed on that shtar is because Asheni Noachli Varishon Kashemen. The second guy, the buyer that I allowed to buy, is because I wanted him to be the one to purchase the field because the other guy is a mafia fellow. I'd never be able to get anything out of him. Even if I took him to court, I'd never be able to enforce the ruling. So I figured, let him sell to somebody else, and then I'll show that the original seller didn't own the field, and then I can get the field back. V'chachamim omrim, as the chachamim say, no. Ibeidet zchuto. You can't sign on something. That's an admission that what it is that you signed upon is correct. You can't say, it was a lie, but I signed on it for another purpose. A signature of a witness is a signature as to the veracity of what he's signing. Even Admon, however, would admit that let's say this seller, that he claims it was not the legal owner of the field that he's now suing for, this seller sells another field, which is adjacent to that field, and in the shtar mecher of the adjacent field, the seller wrote, the field which is next to my other well-known field on the south, which is the very field that the witness says is not his. Since the witness doesn't achieve anything in this case by allowing the sale to go through, all that he's done is he signed on a document that identifies a field that he claims is his and somebody else's. What excuse can he possibly have for doing something dumb like that? Unless he's admitting that it isn't his. And therefore, in that case, even Admon would agree that having nothing to gain from such a transaction, clearly this is an admission that it is indeed the seller's field. Omer Abaye, lo shenu ela eid. That's only if you're signed as a witness. But if you are signed as a dayan, and as a dayan you're not signing, obviously only a dayan doesn't sign on a shtar mecher, you sign on a dayan only to say, the above signature is an accurate signature of Mr. So-and-so. Since that's all that you're saying, it doesn't imply that you even read the shtar. So somebody brought in a shtar with a signature and said, we need the court to verify the signature. The court verifies the signature with handwriting analysis or by having the witness say, yes, that is my signature, stamps it with the handprick, and the Dayan signs his name. So now we're going back and say, Mr. Dayan, ha ha ha, you signed a shtar in which you admit that this is my field. So I never even read the shtar. So in that case, indeed, he can say, I never read it. So a dayan lo ibed et zchuto. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, in ha'idim chotmin al ha'shtar elin ken karu. Witnesses cannot sign a shtar, obviously, unless they read the shtar. Otherwise, what are they signing on? This is very often what happens at the wedding. They sign on the ksuba, they have no idea what it says in there. That's not much of a shtar. You have to give the Adam the tshuva to read.
All the details?
Well, how else are they signing? Aval, dayanim that are only signing on a henpik, which is a kiyum of the witness's signature, there's nowhere any indication that they read the shtar at all. They have no interest in the shtar. So they can be chotem afad bishalo karu. Therefore, if this guy's trying to play hanky-panky, getting the guy to sign on the shtar because it's his field, and he's admitting that it isn't, he doesn't achieve anything. Continues the Mishnah, in a case where you made an adjacent field, you're making a sale on an adjacent field, and you use the field that is now disputed as the boundary marker of that adjacent field, if the guy who is suing for the field in dispute signs that document, even Admon agrees, forget about it. That document is an admission that the field used as a siman is in fact not yours. Now this is only, the Mishnah said siman la'acher, if he makes this a siman to the guy himself, so then lo ibed et zchuto. Over there he could say, look, I was desperate to get the field next to it. Okay, one of these days I'm going to be able to get that field. This guy was selling the adjacent field. If I would have said, oh no, this is no good shtar. You can't use that field, which is really mine, and say that is the boundary of your other field. I'm sorry. He would have said, really now? There's lots of buyers out there, so bye-bye. You don't like the contract? Don't buy. I don't need you. So then I had no choice. I was desperate for this field because it's right next to me. It saves me thousands of dollars a year to have the two fields together. In that case, he's not an Abed Tzfuto because he can say, if I wouldn't have signed on this particular contract, and I would have complained about the wording, lo havi mazvin l'niali, never would have sold me the adjacent field either, so I have no choice. Ma'itlach l'meimah, what's your taina that you will not believe me? Because you're telling me, well, why didn't you at least tell the Adam before you signed? You should have said to the Adam, look, even though I'm buying this field and I'm agreeing, but, you know, I want everybody to know that signing with me and witnesses that are witnessing my signature, that it's, I don't really mean it. A modah. Yeah, you should have given a modah to witnesses, right? No, I couldn't give a modah because I was terrified that the guy would find out about the modah and also mess up the sale. Because chavra chavra itle v'chavra the chavra chavra itle. As we know, everybody is only six steps away. So therefore, there was no way that I could have gotten away with it. Now there was actually a maisa in which Ahuda asas siman lacher ir. A guy had signed on a contract in which the field that he insisted wasn't really owned by the guy that was selling the adjacent field was identified as the seller's field, and he had signed on it. So now, before the court could pass him and throw him out of court, shochet, he drops dead, leaving now his property, and the court appoints an apotropum, v'hukim apotropum. So now the trustee comes to court to pursue the suit. He comes to Abaya. Abaya says, look, you know, this is not a good suit because the man already signed on a contract that was asasim and la'achar. The Mishnah says, beferush ibedet zchuto, you're wasting your time. So the apotropa says, now hold on a minute. As is well known, a principle in law, sir, that when the deceased is not present, as is usually the case, to press his suit, then we have a right to press any time that he might have said, correct? Now, suppose the deceased had appeared in your court and said, it's very true that I agreed that it was the southern boundary of the field that was being sold, but that would be because I sold this guy 1% of that field, which happened to be right along the boundary. So, of course, it's 100% true. That boundary is a valid boundary. What does that have to do with the rest of the field that this guy claims this is? I never sold him the rest of the field. I sold him that just 3 feet worth of it. It has to be sufficient for a tellum. He can't say 1 inch. Right? And further, the Rishonim said it has to be in aggregate large enough to be called a field, which is 9 kavim worth of plantable property. But, I mean, assuming that he would have had a katana like that, then he could have pursued his suit. Therefore, I, as his trustee, am now timing, I'm insisting that the court has to entertain that possibility. Ooh, says Abaya, now that's brilliant. Amalei Shaprik Amar, I can't believe it. That's a brilliant taina. Because in fact, the Amar of Yochanan, im ta'an v'amar telem echad asiti lecha, if he would have turned around and said to that seller on whose contract he signed, well, yes, the only reason I signed and agreed that that was a valid boundary marker was because I had sold you the boundary. So it is yours. That part is yours. So then it would be Nema. Okay, I give in. Your suit is actually correct. But, I mean, look, Zil Havle Mia Telemechat, you know, at least give him, I mean, since your entire Taina is based on there being one Telem that you had sold, so go ahead now and give that to him. Okay, the guy looks at the field, give him the talent, and he says, now wait a minute. The whole boundary of the field was beautifully planted with palms. Basically, it's a boundary mark. But this was the best part of the field. He doesn't want to give this guy the field. Okay, so he comes back into court, and he says, Omalei, let me ask you something. Could not the deceased have also said, Yavi Avu Deat Mekayam, Havitain Vamar Chazarti Velakachti Vimena? I mean, look, the only reason that you are willing to accept this person's taina, that it's his field, even though he has no chazak on it, obviously, but otherwise it's all sunnah, it's ridiculous. Because I have a contract proving it's mine. This guy happens to be in possession, but we know possession doesn't mean anything on real estate. You have to be in possession for 3 years for it to mean anything on real estate. So now you're telling me I should give away one telem. Why? Because I told you that I gave him that telem. So you're relying on me. Well, let me tell you something. Not only did I give him away that telem as a sale, I bought it back from him. So now you only know that it was his because I told you so. So listen to the rest of my statement. It was his and I bought it back. Okay, it's all one statement. Therefore, forget about it. I'm keeping the whole thing. He's got no indication, whatever, other than my mouth. Okay, this is how Rashi learns. Others don't like Apesh Asar, Apesh Yetir in this case, where you come back years later with a different taina. You can't really do that. They understand this to mean a definition of how we understand the possibility of the taina, initially. But in any event, this is how Rashi learns. So we've got a Apesh Asar, Apesh Yetir situation over here. I don't want to give him anything he doesn't own a penny. Says Abaye, boy, you are a pretty smart fellow. Sharper comment, actually, you're right. Because the Amar of Yochanan, Im ta'an v'amar chazati v'kachti bimenu, if the guy says it's true, I signed on that contract because that day it happened to be that I had sold him the boundary, but then I went back and I rebought it from him. That indeed he would be Naaman, because remember, the guy that is currently working that field has no indication whatsoever that it was his field. And therefore, he's basically completely dependent on what the man said. Abaye was awfully impressed by this trustee. And he said, let me tell you something. I'm on the book, I'm up in trouble. If a guy's going to appoint a trustee, this is the guy to get. Nukim ki hai. You want a guy like this, because this guy's brilliant. The yada la fuki biskut de atme. He's going to take every possible dre in order to make sure that his yitomim, meaning the yitomim under his care, are going to be taken well care of. Well, obviously. But, I mean, this was pretty smart. The court didn't entertain these notions. He brought up two motions that moved Abaye away from his psak and ended up that the Mishnah was irrelevant. There's a Ferger Mishnah, and he made the Mishnah irrelevant. Amazing. Misha Alach L'Medinat HaYam. Another story of Admon. Again, this time not supported by Rabbi Gamliel. But another story of Admon. Is that in a case where somebody goes overseas, is away for 10 years, and meanwhile the neighbor who owns the fields around his field, and he had an easement to be able to get through to his field, the neighbor has wiped out all signs of the access road to his field. Comes back, there's no road. He wants to get to his field. So the guy says, well, where's your field? I don't remember exactly where my field was. It was my road was, but there was a road here. Well, you can't just take anything, can you? So Admon says, well, but what you can do is you can get the minimum amount of land for the road. So choose the place which is the least expensive access as far as the neighbor is concerned, and that he should give you. You say, no, but I have like a long, curvy road that I really want. No, that you're going to have to be able to prove. The Chachamim say, no, you don't get anything. You don't get any road. Either you buy $100 million worth of road, if that's what the guy's demanding, or you can helicopter in when you want to get into your field. So, oh, you frog bavir. I mean, look, there's always helicopter access. I mean, I'm not stopping you from getting to your field, you know. No. We don't have flying rights.
Airspace.
You can airspace. No, you can go over my airspace. Says the Gemara. Wait a minute. What kind of swear is that? The guy definitely owned an access road. How can the neighbor tell him he should helicopter in? My time at Rabbanan. Shop your car by Admon. Admon's 100% right. Omer viud Omer Ab. Now wait. You made a certain assumption over here, which is wrong. Your assumption was it was one neighbor who surrounded him on all four sides, and therefore there's definitely an access road. Actually, there was more than one person. Maybe four people. One guy owned every different field on each direction. See, now, what are you going to do? Yikifu arbab and yadam yarbar ruchotea. You'll go to a guy and you'll say, I think the field was over here. No, I think the field was over there. And this will go on, of course, until he gets busy. But he's never going to get a field. Says, come on, but that's crazy. So then how could Admon possibly say he gets a field? Yes. So then, a road. Yochi, my time at Admon? Omar Rava, wait. Obviously, it's not that simple. Look, let's analyze the possibilities. Let's say that we have four people currently owning the adjacent fields on the four directions, and they purchased it from four original owners. I mean, obviously, in that case, you can't get anything. Let's say that you've got four people over here. So, ba'arba dato mikoach arba'a. Or, arba'a dato mikoach chad. If you've got four separate people that had all bought from the original single neighbor who owned it, obviously, each one could say to him, look, I didn't buy the piece that had your access road in it. Go to the next fellow. And they'll make him dizzy. Well, of course, if there were four people who originally owned it, then there's nothing to discuss. So that's not where the machlokas in the Mishnah is. Of course, matzimatchile. Machlokas over here is brilliant. One person bought up all four adjacent fields. Now, in this case, the man is coming and saying, I'm so happy that you're the only single owner of all of the property around, because you do know that I had an access road here and it's somewhere in your property. So then, it seems to make sense, was what Admon says. So Admon said, he's saying, look, I can't tell you where. You tell me where, you know what? You give me whatever piece you want for my access road. So therefore, if he gives him the shortest access road that gives him the least property, fine. He can't complain, but at least he does get an access road. Whereas the Rabbanan say, no way, sir. I'm willing to make you a deal. But then you shut up. I don't want any complaints. Isha takta, shatakta. You're happy with the deal I make you? You get a road.
Including possibly Ne'emana.
Including?
Could be.
No, we'll talk about that in a moment. That's a problem with Rashi's pshat. But if you're ready to cut a deal with me, let's cut a deal. If you're not ready to cut a deal, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to give this property back to the seller. I'm going to go to the four people that originally owned this, and then they don't have to cut any deal with you. No deal. Because then they can ask any amount of money in the world, and you're going to have to pay it, unless you want a helicopter in. So I'm ready to cut a deal. This is how Rashi understands it. Now the problem is that the Mishnah reported that what he was saying was either buy for $100 million or helicopter in. Whereas according to Rashi, the whole shot is that he's ready to cut a deal. Because otherwise, well, what's the threat? The threat is maybe $100 million. Give it back. Go ahead. Give the field back. Sell it back to the original owners, and I'll talk to them. What do I have to lose? It couldn't be worse than you. So according to Rashi, it shouldn't have said that. Now, the only way to understand the Gemara according to Rashi is that this is a description of what the guy can tell him. If you don't listen to me, you're going to pay $100 million because I'm giving it back. I'm ready to cut a deal for only $10,000. You ready to pay? Fine.
For the access road. No.
For the access road, yeah. Or else you can helicopter in. But, okay, other Rishonim learned you don't have to. It's not a threat. It's a description of the facts. It's a description of the facts. I don't have to do more for you than the original people. That's what I bought. And therefore, it's literally true that it's, you want to shut up? You don't want to shut up? It'll be $100 million. You don't like the price? We can make a little more if you don't like the price. I'll make you a deal you can't refuse. How about landing rights? So Manela, according to them, it's a davar poshut that he really could say, look, you know, whatever I want, I get. Otherwise, you get nothing. Okay, so we have two basic approaches over here. She shatakta, shatakta, you're ready to make a deal, and you shut up, and I don't want to hear any complaints. And if not, madrina shtoro marayu, v'loma tzita l'shto yadir ba'adayu, you won't even be able to take him to court. Ha'udi amalahu, dikwa levrat, another case, similar case. A guy is dying, and on his deathbed commands his sons to give a particular palm tree to his daughter. So the Yitomim go ahead and they split up the estate without giving her a palm tree. Now she's suing, she wants a palm tree. Every brother that she comes to says, well, Dad said to give a palm tree, but it wasn't from my palms, it's from Joey's palms. And Joey says, what? No way, it was mine, it was Larry's palms. So they, again, they're putting her, now she's running around in a circle. And she's tining, the same tine, but look, I mean, bottom line is, I have a palm somewhere on this estate. So they go to court. So Rav Yosef said, well, I mean, isn't this the case exactly we have in the Mishnah? Each one can say, go to the next guy. Why would I have to be the one to give you the palm? Says Abaye, it's not the same at all. Midami, hatam kochad v'chad batzi matchile. Hochad dikla gabayuhu. Look. These guys have a chiyuv to give the deka, because the mitzvah of the kain divrei amei. They cannot ignore that chiyuv. And that's a chiyuv that's chal on every one of them, because it's part of what they inherited from their father. In the case where a buyer came along, he has no chiyuv at all. He's dealing with legal problems. He can handle his legal problems any way he wants. If legally he doesn't have to give it, then he has no chiyuv to give it. Mashenkin over here, they're going to have to deal with the issue. How are they going to deal with it? So you're right that any one brother can say, hey, you know, it's not fair. That's true. But in aggregate, they have to give the deco. Therefore, what do they do? Martakanatayo, what option do they have? There's only one option they have. They have to give her a deco and then go split the property again to make it fair. So this way, they all share the loss of the deco, and now they have to reanalyze how much everybody gets. Yeah, obviously they can do whatever they want, I'm saying, but this, if somebody's saying, look, this isn't fair, then this is the bottom line. There's going to have to be a reapportionment, or there's going to have to be a payment, an exchange, some compensation. Now there was a guy who died. Before he died, he said, I want to give a palm tree to my daughter. Now the thing is, he had a lot of palm trees, but he also had two half palm trees. Do we have palm trees? Because he was a joint owner of two palm trees with somebody. Now obviously the Tomim were very happy to get rid of the two jointly owned palm trees. They didn't want to have a partner. And to keep the full palm trees, of which they were full owners. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to give the daughter two halves, two separate trees, that she would then have a full tree of owned in partnership with another person. The daughter obviously wasn't too happy with that. So she wanted a palm tree. So this came to court. So Yotiv Ravashi v'Kokashi Ravashi was sitting and trying to figure out, Mi koru inch letrei palgi dikle diklo alo. I mean, can we legally give two half palms and claim it equals one palm? Or when a person says a palm, he's referring to a tree, not to a legal entity which constitutes a tree. I mean, how abstract do we go in a shtar? Omer le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi, Hochi Omer Avimi Me'agruni Omer Shmei Derava, indeed, Koru Inchi Le Trei Palgi De Dikle Dikla. Legally speaking, you do actually fulfill a requirement of ownership for a decal by giving over two half decals equals one full decal.
So somebody, did he answer the car?
So she's not going to climb it. She's just going to get the value.
Yeah, obviously. The whole thing is abstract. I mean, it's, you know, she's buying pork bellies.
It makes a difference if it's like Dibrish Dimar or if it's a star, but the star would say something. Would make a difference.
No, he's saying that this would be Avinish the Mikri. I mean, obviously, it would make a difference in terms of moral fear that they have to give it as well or something else. Okay. הפוסק באות אחת אנו פשט אותה רגע תשע ושתו בין ראשה אדמון אומר יכולה היא שתאמר אילו אני פסקתי לעצמי אשי ושתו בין ראשי עכשיו שאבא פסק מה אני יכולה לעשות או כנור זו פתור אומר וגם לי רואה אני את דברי אדמון מתניתי דלו כי הייתה נתניה אומר רבי יזי ברבי ירולון דרך לכל אדמון וחכמים על הפוסק באות אחת אנו פשט אותה רגע שיכולה היא שתאמר אבא פסק לי מה אני יכולה לעשות על מה נחלקו על שפסקי בעצמה שהחכמים אומרים תשב עד שתלבין ראשה אדמון אומר יכולה היא שתאמר look you know perfectly well I was relying on daddy well big daddy ain't no big daddy and no sugar daddy anymore כסבורה אני שאבא נותן עליי עכשיו שאין אבא נותן עליי מה אני יכולה לעשות או כנוסו פתור אומר רב גמליאל even in this case רואה אני את דברי אדמון תנה באמת דבר ממור בגדולה אבל בקטנה קופים Kofin loman, what la'av? That's crazy. If anything, yibcha mi ba'ila. Elo marava kofin la'ba'al li tenget, because you should know a ketana can't be kovat, any kind of tana'im. Omer Yitzchak ben Elazar mishvei l'chizkiya, kol makom shamar Rabbi Gamliel ro'e ani et divrei admon, halakha kamoto. Omer Rabbi l'Nachman, does that mean even in a braita? Omer, did I say anything about a Mishnah? Huh? Did I? Mikarminu Mishnah, b'chol makom I said. Meaning what? Micah Omar. I lay Malki Kama. Shnei Dvarim Shamar Chanan Alacha Kamoto V'Chayotzebo, meaning Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'Shiva Dvarim Shamar Admon In Alacha Kamoto V'Lo Chayotzebo, meaning not like Rabbi Gamliel. How could that be? Ha'amur Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar Shmeita Fitzke Koma Kom Shamara Gam Leo Raya Ani Etivrei Admon Alaka Kamoto Elo Alki Koma Shnei Dvarim Shamar Hanan Alaka Kamoto Vecha Yotzebo, meaning like Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, both are right. Shiva Dvarim Shamar Admon Ein Alaka Kayotzebo, so that we don't follow Rabbi Gamliel across the board, but we follow Admon across the board. Akamoto Alaka Bekulu. That also can't be true. Because Amr Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar Mishmeta Chizkiya Koma Kom Shamar Rav Gamliel Royan Etivrei Admon Alaka Kamoto, which implies only such cases where Rabbi Gamliel Amar in. But if Rabbi Gamliel did not agree, then Ein Alaka Kamoto like Admon. So then Lo Amar Lo. Oh, okay, we better try that again. Then Alaki Kama Shnei Dvarim Shamar Chanan Alaka Kamoto V'chayotzeba Shiva Dvarim Shamar Admon Yesh Meham Shalaka Kamoto V'chayotzebo, where Rabbi Gamliel agrees. But Yesh Meham Shein Alaka Kamoto, but rather only Kayotzebo, where Rabbi Gamliel disagrees. And that's because V'chom HaKom Shama Rabbi Gamliel Ro'a Nitivrei Admon Alaka Kamoto V'inach Lo Ha'orer Ala Sadeh V'hu Chatum Aleha Be'ed. Admon Omer, he can still say, I only signed because Hasheni Noach V'Harishon Kashemen. But Chachamim Omrim, you cannot sign without saying that what you're signing on is true. And therefore, Ibed et Zchuto. Asa'as Siman La'acher, Ibed et Zchuto, even according to Admon, because why in the world would you do something dumb like that? Omravaya Loshonu Ela Eid, Avod Dayan Lo Ibed et Zchuto, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Ein Eidim Chotmim Al Ashtar Alim Ken Karu, Avod Hadayanim Chotmim, because all they're being chotim on is on the veracity of the signature, not on the veracity of the statement. So then they can be chotim afagav shelo karu. Asa'a siman la'acher, Amar Rabbi, that's only if it's being sold la'acher. Note that word, la'acher. Avo la'atzmo lo, because he can always say, the Omar, either lo avet li'achi, I had no choice, because I hadn't agreed to it. Lo avi mazmin le'ne'ali at all. I should have told, given a modah to aid him. I was afraid. He would have found out about it and canceled the sale, and I desperately need this field. And he went ahead and was ma'ar in court, and he died. Abaya said to him, look, buddy, you're wasting your time. It's a preferential mission. Please, I got more important cases. I'm going to just wait a minute here. I have avodi atve kayam, avitoin v'amar, tell him achar, asiti lecha. Ooh, said Abayin, that's pretty smart timing. Shapra kamre, dom Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, im ta'an v'amar, tell him achar, asiti lecha ne'aman. Okay, but at least go ahead and give him the tell him achar, right? No, wrong. Because avi alif for the dikla. The apotropos didn't like the idea of giving that away. I have avodi atve kayam, I'll tell you what else he could have said. He could have said, "Habitoin v'omar chazarti v'lakachti mimenu." Ooh, said Abaye, you know something? You're right. Sharper kamer. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan im ta'an v'omar chazarti v'lakachti mimenu ne'eman. Boy, said Abaye, "Hai man the mukim apotropo mukim boki hai the other lafukim is good to the atme." I should have been a lawyer. Misha alach v'ninatayam v'avda derech sadeu admon omer yelech lo b'ktzara, because at least he has that. But Chachamim Omrim, he's got nothing. Yikne lo derech b'mei amona, o yifrach ba'avir. My time in the Rabbanan, Shaper kamar Admon. Omri v'yud amarav, that's because you don't understand the case. It's talking about gon shikifu, arba'a b'nei adam, mi'arba'a ruchote. Obviously, it doesn't mean literally four. As long as there's more than one person, there's nobody to sue. Yachi, my time in the Admon. Omarav, I don't know. The case is a little complicated over here. Look, if it would be arba'a, da'atu mi'arba'a. Or arba de'ati b'koach chad. Then kulei amalo pligi, that each one can be matzchi matzimatzchale. Case of a year is, though, ki pligi b'chad, who bought the four fields up, all of them. Dati b'koach arba. So admon savar, well, to this guy he can sue, because at least, mikomakom, at least darka itle gavah. Whereas Rabbanan say no, because the guy could say to him, look, ishatakta shatakta. If you want to make me trouble, I'll simply madranashtar lamarai. Then what are you going to do? Lamatzlishta yedina ba'adayim. So take my price or go for bust. Ahud yamalu dikla livrat. Also yatmi pagla nifsin. and lo yavon de dikla. Then she goes to court, sover of Yisrael Mema. So, same case as the Mishnah. You got four people, basically. Let each one of them bounce you around. Amalei Abai, it's not the same at all, midami. Hatam kol chad v'chad matzi ma'atzile. Whereas, ha'ocha dikla gabayu. Ma'ita kantayu. Late v'la dikla v'adu lefzugu mirash. Ha'udi ha'olu dikla l'brad. Shokim v'shokim trey pagat dikla. Yosu revash v'go kashile. Mikoru inchile trey pagat dikla dikla olo. Amalei Ramordachal revash yochom ravim imi agrunim ishmen rova. Koru inchile trey pagat dikla.